When ancient mythology crashes into modern reality, the stakes couldn't be higher. Seven demigods, children born of mortal and divine parents, race against time to prevent the primordial goddess Gaia from awakening and destroying civilization. This isn't just another quest, it's the culmination of years of prophecy, sacrifice, and growth as Greek and Roman demigod camps face extinction from both external threats and internal division. The Argo II sails through treacherous Mediterranean waters, while Reyna, Nico, and Coach Hedge make desperate shadow jumps across continents with the 40-foot Athena Parthenos, their only hope of preventing all-out war between the camps. Each hero carries personal demons alongside their weapons. Jason struggles with his divided Greek-Roman identity. Piper questions her worth beyond her charm-speak abilities. Leo harbors a secret plan involving impossible promises. And Nico battles years of self-isolation and shame. What makes this final battle different from all others? The enemy isn't just monsters or titans, it's the earth itself awakening with millennia of resentment against gods and their children. And this time, victory might demand the ultimate sacrifice from one of the seven. The schism between Camp Half-Blood and Camp Jupiter endangers both camps. At Jupiter, Octavian has seized control during Reyna's absence, preparing to attack the Greeks. Meanwhile, the gods' split Greek-Roman aspects render them powerless when most needed. Reyna's mission grows desperate as Nico's shadow travel drains his life force. "Three more jumps," he whispers after collapsing in Pompeii. "Maybe four. Then I'm dead." The giant Orion hunts them across continents, his mechanical eyes tracking them relentlessly. In San Juan, Reyna confronts her traumatic past, her father's deterioration after military service, and her role in his death. When Bryce Lawrence threatens to expose her patricide, Nico transforms him into a ghost. This display frightens even Nico, but Coach Hedge's assurance, "You're part of this team, we're not leaving you behind," begins cracking his emotional walls. The Athena Parthenos isn't merely a statue, but a symbol of healing between Greek and Roman traditions, wounds that must mend before the final battle. "To storm or fire, the world must fall." This prophecy haunts the seven heroes. When Nike reveals one must die in the final battle, their quest for the physician's cure becomes urgent. This legendary remedy can resurrect someone near death, but requires ingredients from dangerous trials. At Olympia, they capture Nike, who reveals they must overcome the poison of Pylos and find the chained god's heartbeat in Sparta. Frank obtains Pylosian mint from Greek relatives, while Piper and Annabeth discover a temple to fear and panic in Sparta. Following emotion over strategy, they defeat giant Mimas and release battle spirits who promise to answer Piper's call once. The final ingredient comes from Apollo on Delos, where Leo trades his Valdezinator for a special yellow daisy. Asclepius creates the cure while giving Leo a concerned look others don't notice. Secretly, Leo develops a plan to fulfill the prophecy, one that might cost him everything. He works tirelessly on a mechanical solution to return to Calypso, even if it requires the ultimate sacrifice. In Athens, the seven demigods face giants at the Acropolis. Despite their efforts, Percy and Annabeth are captured, and Percy's blood awakens Gaia. When all seems lost, the gods arrive from Mount Olympus to join the fight. Together, they defeat the giants, though Zeus warns the worst isn't over. At Camp Half-Blood, Gaia emerges as a 20-foot woman with grass clothing and green eyes. The Romans and Greeks, now united thanks to Reyna delivering the Athena Parthenos, battle her monster army but cannot harm the Earth Mother herself. Leo, having secretly rebuilt Festus, executes his plan. Jason summons a massive storm above Earth, while Leo keeps Gaia solid with flames. Piper charms her. "You are not awake. This is a dream." As Gaia loses consciousness, Leo reveals his sacrifice. I told you I had a plan, he says with his mischievous smile. I love you guys. He pushes Jason and Piper away before detonating himself and Festus in a massive golden explosion. The explosion consumes both Gaia and Leo, overwhelming his fire resistance. He awakens to excruciating pain, the physician's cure working its miracle. Though disoriented, he confirms Festus can still fly. Breaking through clouds, Leo spots Ogygia, landing sprawled on white sand. Calypso appears with mixed amusement and relief. When Leo starts explaining his oath to keep with final breath, she silences him with a kiss. Remarkably, she has packed two suitcases, ready to leave her 3,000-year imprisonment, abandoning immortality for an uncertain future. At Camp Half-Blood, his friends mourn his apparent death, unaware that Leo soars through skies with Calypso, beginning their new life. This bittersweet conclusion balances sacrifice with hope, showing that greatest victories come from keeping impossible promises. Leo's journey reveals the genuine heroism manifest through unwavering loyalty and courage to risk everything for love, not through grand gestures, but through his sacrifice to defeat Gaia and fulfill his promise. Nico D'Angelo struggles with more than just shadow traveling's physical toll. As Hades' son, he's never belonged anywhere, his death-related powers isolating him while his secret crush on Percy Jackson fueled his shame. After the battle, Nico makes two pivotal choices, staying at Camp Half-Blood as the Hades cabin counselor and telling Percy directly, "I had a crush on you, but I'm over that now." This confession liberates him from years of shame, allowing him to accept Will Solace's invitation to spend 3 days in the infirmary. "You can't just leave again," Will insists. "You've got too many friends here now." Nico's journey embodies one of the book's central messages. True strength comes from vulnerability and authenticity, not isolation. His transformation from a bitter, isolated underworld child to someone who stands between battle lines calling for unity demonstrates his remarkable growth and potential. The aftermath brings transformative change to both camps. During a victory celebration, Reyna and Frank establish Greek-Roman cooperation. Reyna pulls Nico from the shadows, declaring, "We had one home, now we have two." Percy and Annabeth plan to finish high school in New York before attending college in New Rome, modeling how demigods can honor both heritages. Jason becomes Pontifex Maximus, building shrines that blend Greek and Roman styles. His declaration, "I am a child of Greece and Rome," becomes a rallying cry against ancient divisions. The blood of Olympus carries dual meaning, Percy's blood awakening Gaia, and the divine heritage all demigods share, a connection transcending divisions. This blood binds these heroes as architects of a new era where Greek ingenuity and Roman discipline create something greater than either alone. Their story shows that true power lies in friendship, courage, and sacrifice. What would you risk everything for? These questions transform children of gods into heroes and challenge us to find the heroic within ourselves.